Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm on?
Yes, you are.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1477. This is August 23rd. Riverdale's at Smyrna tonight. Yep. Game number two of the week, and 8 days until MTSU football's home opener with Tennessee Tech, and it's 10 days until Labor Day. So you got, 10 days to Labor Day. Count the weekend on those countdowns, don't you?
On that one, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and also, it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the work and blues and let the good times roll.
It's finally Friday and it's going to be a wild weekend.
It's going to be a long one for sure.
It's going to be hectic. You love it. I'm the one that gripes. You don't gripe, I gripe.
Well, what good does griping do for you?
Well, a lot. It makes me feel better after I've done it.
Does it?
Yeah. Then I feel a little sorry that I did it.
Mm.
And then I go back to griping again.
I see.
We have got a fun-filled show this morning.
Mm.
As soon as we figure out what it is, we'll let you know. We've got today in history. We've got celebrity birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be talking about what you are watching because I really haven't had time to watch anything much.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm kind of looking at here now. I was thinking about, you know, what's the most watched television broadcast? And they're all Super Bowls. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The Goodbye, Farewell, Amen, MASH is now 11th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all Super Bowls.
Is The Fugitive still in there? The top 20?
No.
Okay. Well, we didn't have...
In fact, MASH is the only thing other than a Super Bowl that's listed.
Well, The Fugitive was in 1967, so not as many people either. Super Bowl is going to win out every time.
Yeah.
And that's why NFL makes the big bucks.
Let me see. If you exclude Super Bowls, it's not in the top 10. The O.J. Simpson verdict is the number one thing that people watched. An average of 151 million people watched that back in 95.
And wasn't that like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something? It wasn't in prime time or anything like that.
Yeah, and it overtook MASH, the final MASH. Gulf War coverage is 3. The Trump-Clinton debate is 4. Dallas, whodunit, number 5.
The Trump-Clinton debate was 4?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
84 million.
I didn't think people cared as much about politics that much.
The Carter-Reagan debate was number 6 from 1980. Cheers, one for the road, the last one. The 94 Winter Olympics, number 8. Ladies singles figure skating, that's after we had that, you know, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, the Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding thing. The day after, number 9, and Roots, number 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting stuff there.
It was. It is pretty interesting.
The... I've been into doing weird news.
Yeah.
Things that happen. Have you ever been on the interstate and a truck, you know, has a wreck or turns over and stuff comes out to the highway? And you remember in Zombieland, the trucks had been run over by zombies and it was a Twinkie. It was all Twinkies.
Oh, really? No.
And they were eating Twinkies.
I haven't seen Zombieland. I do remember, you know, a tractor trailer with cows in Nashville overturned and all the cows got loose the interstate.
Well, this is an interesting one. It happened in, California. A truck spilled out raisins.
Mm, all those
all
California
over the highway.
Raisins.
They closed every lane.
Good grief.
And it apparently crashed into the center divider on 5:30 Wednesday, and they didn't clear it until, 1 a.m. that night. I'm not a big raisin guy, so I don't think I'd be out there sweeping it, but That's kind of crazy that it would block traffic for that long. I guess of course they had to take care of the truck.
Well, you got to get that off the road because
clean the raisins up and that kind of thing.
Probably sweep them off.
You know what? You know, I bet they were California raisins.
Yeah.
See, I told that whole story just for that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I said it a second ago. No wonder you're just ignored.
I didn't know. I didn't hear you say it.
Dancing raisins.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting thing. There was another one where the kangaroo was in the middle of the road in the United States, and I'm going,
why a kangaroo?
Yeah, I don't know. We've got more to come. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 64. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 90s. And then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, the Yankees shut out the Guardians 6-0. Aaron Judge blasted his Major League leading 48th home run of the year. Gerrit Cole took advantage. That's all he needed was the one run. Six shutout innings from him and three relievers helped combine on a one-hit shutout for New York, as they're now a game and a half up on Baltimore for first in the AL East. Cleveland's leading the AL Central is down to two games on both Minnesota and Kansas City. They were both off on Thursday. Speaking of the Orioles, they were shut out by the Astros 6-0. Houston's Spencer Andrighetti had six shutout innings. He had two relievers combining on a three-hit shutout. Houston now 5.5 games up on idle Seattle for the top spot in the AL West. Mets over the Padres 8-3. New York remains a game and a half back of Atlanta for the final wildcard spot in the National League. The Braves knocked off the NL East leading Phillies 3-2. Brewers, the NL Central leaders, lost to the Cardinals 3-0. In baseball news, the Seattle Mariners fired manager Scott Service, replaced him with former manager's catcher Dan Wilson.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. I want to remind you we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And their annual meeting is this Saturday, August 24th, with a live stream beginning at 2 p.m. Now, the reason we tell you this, you can register in person or by phone at the local office the week of August 19th, which is this week. When you register, your name is entered into drawing for various giveaways. For more information, you can go to mte.com/annual meeting. So, a lot of things to look forward to. Very simple. You've registered, haven't you?
Tomorrow, by the way, live stream at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
So, MTE is always doing something to help others.
Well, I mean, it's a cooperative. We're all cooperating together.
Cooperating together. Kind of like this show. We're all cooperating together.
No, we're usually all doing our own thing.
I'm cooperating with you.
Okay.
Well, you need to talk to your son. That's the one that doesn't cooperate. All right, five best drum songs of all time. We're going to which one today?
Number one. This is the biggest drum song of all time.
Oh, that was it. Oh, no.
Phil Collins.
Well, I have to admit, it's pretty good. Can you play that intro again?
Yeah. You know, the drum part really doesn't come in until until the end of the song, the last maybe third of the song. And now, what I know that drum beat from is people have taken that and put that with people falling downstairs or falling and tripping and stuff. And
you would find that, yeah.
I don't, when they put those online or whatever, they use, like, when people are tripping, they use this, like, as they trip, you know, that sound effect.
Only you would come up with that.
Well,
that's the number one song, though.
That's the number one drum song. Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's well deserved. Yeah.
I think Phil Collins actually plays the drums
on
that.
Yeah, he did do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Before it was Phil Collins, he was in that other group. What was it?
I don't know.
I can't think of the name of it. All right. We want to say congratulations to Evan Curtis, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for working hard to find homes for adoptable pets in our community. Evan Curtis will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gift. That's Jenny Harrison family and News Radio WGNS.
Congratulations to Evan, our Good Neighbor of the Day. And if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day nomination, all you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Thanks to those of you who have done that. We've got a few for next week. You can go ahead and send them in. 615-893-1450. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. Okay, so if you text neighbor to our number, it's going to prompt you for all those questions. Same for the website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. And don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries for this Friday, the 23rd, or Saturday, the 24th. Call or text in now. Facts of life. The facts of life. The song Jingle Bells, synonymous with Christmas, right? But it was actually originally written as a Thanksgiving song, not Christmas.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken. Brunswick stew. Great sides. Lunch specials. Down home atmosphere. And they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Rutherford County Chief Information Officer Cody York has been appointed to the State of Tennessee Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council. Governor Bill Lee signed the Tennessee Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council Act on May 21st, which created the AI Advisory Council. Council's mission is to provide a collaborative source of knowledge, expertise, and information sharing to advance the state of Tennessee's ethical and beneficial use of AI technologies for all Tennesseans. The council will recommend and support AI use and adoption policies and strategies. Former Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director Mark Gwynn is dead. He died at his Nashville home of what appears to be natural causes. Gwynn, a graduate of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, began his career in law enforcement as a police officer in his hometown of McMinnville in 1985. 3 years later, he joined the TBI as a special agent in its criminal investigation division. 8 years later, he was promoted to the role of executive officer and later served as assistant director of the Forensic Services Division. In June of 2004, Governor Phil Bredesen appointed Gwynn to serve as TBI director, making him the first African-American to hold the post, a position he held until he retired in 2018. Mark Gwynn was 61. Archaeologist Anna Levi Chavis is the guest speaker at this coming Sunday's meeting of the Rutherford County Archaeological Society. There's no admission fee, and the session is at the Event Hall at Oakland's Mansion. Doors open at 1:30, but the talk is at 2. Chavis will focus on, quote, the history of heritage legislation, property rights, artifact collecting, and professional archaeology today. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're back here on The Wake Up Crew at 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we do want to remind you that we've got Good Neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast. Also, our first look at traffic is on the way. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. And be careful out there, as always. You got a little holiday coming up here in a few days, and that's Labor Day. So the first one of the year. There'll be more.
Then we'll be looking at fall break. Yeah. October.
Yeah. Fall break, my favorite time of the year.
Well, I guess it'll be, so you got Labor Day, and then a month later it's fall break.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think there's any other time weather-wise it's better than fall break. It's the best to me, I think.
I like it better than spring break. Spring break, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's stormy.
Yeah, yeah. No. Since it's football season, I'm giving you what Peyton Manning says are the top five quarterbacks in football today. Okay?
Okay.
Top five quarterbacks.
Gotcha.
In the NFL today. His picks.
As of this moment in time.
This does not reflect the views of WGNS.
Right. Okay. Got it.
All right. The number five quarterback, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Hadn't been to a Super Bowl yet.
No. He's young, though.
Yep. Lamar Jackson. That's
I can see that.
That's Baltimore. Justin Herbert of the San Diego Chargers. Never won a Super Bowl, never won a championship, but he's got him at number three. Number two, and my personal favorite, is Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's where Brian Callahan came from.
Right. Do you think he's the best? I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is.
I think Patrick Mahomes is really, really good, and he's number one. Thanks for messing up this whole thing here. Peyton Manning said number one, but I said Joe Burrow.
Really?
If Joe Burrow had the kind of team Patrick Mahomes, I think he'd be pretty equal. But I have no doubt Patrick Mahomes is really good. He's the luckiest little dude I've ever seen.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
But he can run, and he can avoid tackles and that kind of thing. And he can throw from, you know, he was a really great baseball player. You know, he was drafted in baseball, but he didn't go to baseball. Probably made the right move.
Probably so. I wonder if Will Levis will be looked at in that same realm after Callahan finishes with him.
Who knows?
I think the jury's still out.
They're 2-0 in the preseason.
Well, yeah.
Starting to get hope, aren't you?
Whatever that means. They always do it, though.
You're starting to get hope, aren't you?
I'm not going to give my heart to the Titans yet. They rip it out and step on it and crush it.
They certainly do.
Every time.
Yeah, they do.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
We go to 1305, where William Wallace, the Scottish patriot, is executed for high treason by Edward I of England.
Off with his head.
Wasn't that the dude that Mel Gibson played? William Wallace, wasn't it Braveheart?
Maybe so.
Okay. In 1869, the first carload of rail freight, they consisted of boots and shoes, arrives in San Francisco after a 16-day trip from Boston. In 1938, You Can't Take It With You, from the play by George Kaufman and Moss Hart, directed by Frank Capra and starring James Stewart. 1940, do you not have anything to do in this?
Nope.
1946, The Big Sleep, directed by Howard Hawks and starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, premieres. It's coming.
No, that's The Big Sleep.
Oh. 1947, okay, that's good. I'm really getting it. 1947, the first baseball Little League World Series held in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Maynard Midgets beat Lock Haven All-Stars 16-7. In 1994, Jeff Buckley releases his album Grace, featuring his cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And in 2005, Hurricane Katrina forms over the Bahamas, later becoming a Category 5 hurricane, and we know what disaster took place of that. And they say we're going to have more hurricanes this year than ever.
Yeah, August, September, October, it's usually a busy time.
And the earliest one came, we had one that probably came earlier than any of them ever before.
Yeah, the letter or something.
That was in July, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, we've got Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind and much more of the Wake Up Crew coming your way. Our time here, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. August 23rd, 1938.
The war wouldn't be possible anywhere without us.
The release of the Frank Capra comedy.
There won't be a bullet, gun, or cannon made in this country without us.
You can't take it with you.
Yeah, now, don't tell me you've forgotten the slingshot mark.
This date in 1969.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash at the top of the album chart with his live record.
I hear the train.
At San Quentin.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And August 23rd, 2012. Muppet performer Jerry Nelson.
Hi, but it is certainly wonderful of you to invite me over.
The Count on Sesame Street.
But I do feel bad.
Died at 78.
I'm not sleepy at all.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 64. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
It's trying to crank up even more in the last few minutes on 24 westbound here at 840. All that traffic normally coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. It's a little bit busy here in the last few minutes. 65 south approaching Trinity Lane as you work your way through Kingston Springs right now. 940 eastbound coming in from Dixon County looks good. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. They also offer DoorDash. Order this weekend at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to patronize our local family businesses. People have been asking about the Pioneer Power Days over in Eagleville. This is the 37th year they've had those, and they include an antique tractor show as well as a tractor pull Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th on Chapel Hill Pike in Eagleville. Something else for your calendar. The Senior Citizens Adventures in Learning is back. It'll be Mondays, September 9th, 16th, and 23rd. And although it's sponsored by several churches, all of the classes are at First United Methodist Church. That's 265 West Thompson Lane, right across from the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. For more information about Adventures in Learning for Senior Citizens, contact First United Methodist Church. Did you realize that Oakland's Mansion is having a big fall crafts fair this year? It's their first one, and they're looking for the best craft artisans. Oakland's Mansion's Fall Craft Fair will be Saturday, September the 7th. For more information, get with Oakland's Mansion. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. Families love Adams Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adams Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, General Manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 before the hour. We've got CBS News headlines on the way, and also Man on the Street newsmakers coming up here on News Radio WGNS this morning. Time for our dad joke of the day. You know, I've even forgot what we did Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But I know yesterday you had a 4. I think you had a 5 on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, or 4.5 or something.
No, I think he said 5.
Didn't he?
Okay. Yeah. I can't remember Monday and Tuesday. Was this the week where you had a 0?
I don't think so.
That was the last week, wasn't it?
I believe that's
right.
I think
a 3, a 3, and a 5, and a 4.
Well, maybe it was a 0. I can't remember. They all kind of run together to me. Were you ready for today?
Yeah, well, yes, yeah.
What was the convicted murderer's last request before getting the electric chair?
I don't know. What?
Hey, hold my hand. Get it? He was a convicted murderer?
I hate to end the week on such a bad note.
Well, that's not a bad note.
2? It was a bad note.
Wow, you didn't like that one.
I didn't like it at all. No, didn't. Sorry about your luck. 641.
CBS
News Special Report. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer went to bat for the vice president on the final night of the Democratic National Convention.
America, let's choose Kamala Harris.
Harris, up for the challenge, she accepted her party's nomination for the top spot on the party's ticket and promised,
when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom, as president of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law.
Harris took on immigration.
As president, I will bring back the bipartisan border security bill that he killed, and I will sign it into law.
Mr. Trump made a vow of his own during a stop at the border in Arizona.
We will seal the border, stop the invasion, and launch the largest deportation effort in American history.
He could get an endorsement from independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Arizona today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Get ready to pay a higher electric bill. The Tennessee Valley Authority approved 5.25% rate hike on Thursday's meeting. TVA said the new 5.25% hike will add $4.35 to the average electric bill starting October 1st. According to the TVA, it needs the new revenue for infrastructure, as the Valley's population is growing 3 times the national average. For example, here at home, TVA is working to build a new natural gas plant up in Cheatham County. Residents are urged to stay well hydrated and avoid outdoor activities next week as the temperatures will once again rise. In fact, it's best not to be outside in the heat at all if you have any health problems, because the heat index readings are likely to soar as well. Dwight Ogleton, founder of the Kool-Aid program, has been providing relief from the heat for more than 20 years.
Our priority is we help anybody, but our priority is the senior citizen and family with small children.
It's of the utmost importance to check on the elderly and those with young children during the ongoing extreme temperatures. The Food and Drug Administration has approved both Pfizer and Moderna's updated COVID-19 vaccine for the 2024-25 respiratory viral season. The updated vaccines are designed to target KP2 strains of the COVID virus. This approval comes while the U.S. is enduring summer surge in cases. All U.S. regions monitored by the Department of Health and Human Services are currently reporting COVID-19 test positivity rates of 10% or higher. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Turner Security. Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Heritage South Community Credit Union is giving back to our community. In August, we will donate $50 to the school or teacher of your choice if you're approved for a loan. Combined with our great loan specials, there's never been a better time to move your loan to Heritage South. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more. Remember, at Heritage South, we help when others won't. Only on certain loan types, restrictions apply.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how you're doing and what can I do to help you, and it's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If you want to get some barbecue, I'll tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good, and barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end-of-life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now. And then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got weather coming up here in just a few minutes. Brian, I'm going to show you something here.
Okay.
All right. The audience can't hear it. Our radio audience can't see it. But you see that?
The scratch on your knuckle?
It's not a scratch.
It's not a scratch.
Turned out to be a bite.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess from whom?
It wasn't Rosie. Don't blame her.
No, it wasn't Rosie. It was my dog, Chipper.
Really?
Yep. And
was it just like he was playing and that happened?
No. Here's what happened.
Oh, no. Is he quarantined?
He had an accident in the floor.
Oh.
I was gone 4 hours. He usually can hold it till 7 or 8. So I said, his punishment is always go to your bed and go in your crate, and you sit there for like an hour. He didn't come.
Mm.
So then I said, you better get over here and get in that bed. Still nothing. So I reached down to pick him up, and he kind of went, you know, moved his head away from me and tried to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached down again. He was on his back by this time, and when I reached over, whap, right there, bit me right there on the on the arm. So after I went to Brett, my son-in-law, and asked him, you don't think he's rabid? He had his rabies shots. You don't think he's rabid, do you? He goes, go back in there, old man. Go back into your side of the house. But it was bleeding.
Yeah.
Well.
Did he get in trouble?
Oh, he stayed in that crate for about 5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's never done that. So
when he came back out, was he all lovey-dovey and everything?
No, trying to eat me up, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not literally, but, you know, yeah, he was all nice and good then.
Not literally that time.
No. But I don't know, and I kind of got worried about him. Plus, I'm worried about him because he's having to go out.
He's getting older.
Well, but, yeah, maybe, I guess. So it's kind of got me concerned. He's been drinking a lot of water lately, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because he goes outside, because he never goes outside except to go to the bathroom. So it could be maybe the dog food. I changed dog food.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Maybe that could be it, you know.
They do have trouble with dog food. I'm now in the process of mixing in what I feed Ladybug and Rosie for Skeeter, the puppy, because he's almost out of his big bag of puppy food. So I'm doing the mixture now, and it's more regular
Skeeter,
food.
Skeeter's found his bark, right?
Yeah, okay. Boy, has
well, he. Hey, wait till the next hour. Let's talk about Skeeter. I don't want to be the only dog with problems.
No, he doesn't have problems. He's just loud and obnoxious.
Let's do some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, 1754, Louis the Fourth. No, wait a minute, 16th. Louis the 16th, had to do my Roman numerals. King of France, eventually guillotined, born in Versailles, France, died in 1793. I guess that's when, you know.
Yep. Here, hold my hand.
You're back on that. It's still a two.
Okay.
1912, Gene Kelly, American actor and singer, and I guess 30 musicals.
I'm singing in the rain. Yes, singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
In 1929, Vera Miles, American actress, she was in Psycho.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide.
She was also in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. That is a great movie. It's in black and white, so you won't watch it. But John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, and Vera Miles. In 1931, well, no Barbara Eden, because she's in I Dream of Jeannie. Jeannie is getting up there. That's all I can say. Still with us. 1946, Keith Moon, the British rock drummer of The Who.
Bellboy, I've got to get running now. Bellboy, keep my lip buttoned down. Bellboy.
In 1949, Rick Springfield. You remember him, don't you? That was right up your era, wasn't it?
I think so, maybe. I don't know.
He was in General Hospital.
Oh, yeah, Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, play it, man. In 1949, Shelley Long, American actress, she played Diane in Cheers. In 1970, River Phoenix, American actor, was in Little Nikita and Stand By Me. Unfortunately, died of a drug overdose at a very young age. And 1978, Kobe Bryant, another tragic death there. American basketball guard, great, great player. And he passed away in 2020 in a plane wreck. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Today, Louise Cooper, Teresa Lacey, Rob Lyons, Bonnie Jones, Kara Wiggins, and Patricia Hamilton. Tomorrow, Jonathan Usselton, B.J. Taylor, Bethany Thompson, Earl Pond, Neil James, Brian Craig, and Vicki Holder.
You want to add to our list for today or tomorrow? 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text. That's birthdays and anniversaries on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. 615-893-1450. Well, today it is National Cuban Sandwich Day, and it is also National Sponge Cake Day and Buttered Corn Day.
Oh, I love buttered corn. 6:55, weather's next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 64. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. Starting to build already. I-40 coming westbound and through the Mount Julian area, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Hermitage, loading up just a bit already on 24 westbound and 840. All that traffic building out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville, Davidson County. Still not bad right now through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound. Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mentioned this ad. Get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today, 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Tire World's At Cost sale is going on now. All passenger and light truck tire brands at cost at Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World doesn't put discount in their name, they put it in your pocket.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed.
Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy, service, life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adams Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew, and Evan Curtis is today's good neighbor of the day for working hard to find homes for adoptable pets in your community, or our community. Evan Curtis will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Thanks to whoever sent in the nomination for Evan, and we would love if you would send in a good neighbor of the day or two or 10. All you have to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. I mean, just when you see someone do something great, nominate them, because we do this each weekday morning. It takes a lot of good neighbors to make the world go round, if you will. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those for you today. 615-893-1450 is the number. We're looking for birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 23rd, Friday, and Saturday birthdays, tomorrow, the 24th. It's a check of world news next on WGNS from the Low T Center and the law offices of John Day.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Kamala Harris makes it official.
Your support is humbling.
Immigration vow.
We will seal the border, stop the invasion, and launch the largest deportation.
Rail shutdown halted.
Getting back up and running could take until next week.
Good morning, I'm Cammy McCormick.
And I'm Matt Piper at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago with the CBS World News Roundup. Vice President Kamala Harris accepted her party's nomination in a 40-minute speech.
I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
Harris recited her life story and background before directly taking aim at her GOP rival Donald Trump, laying out her position on several hot-button issues, including the war in Gaza, immigration, and abortion. More on Harris's speech from my colleague Weijia Jiang.
Vice President Harris vowed to fight for the future.
I know there are people of various political views watching tonight. I promise to be a president for all Americans.
Harris opened up about how her journey began with the influence of her mother.
She taught us to never complain about injustice, but do something about it. She also taught us, and never do anything half-assed.
And a career enforcing laws.
I stood proudly before a judge, and I said five words, Kamala Harris, for the people.
Harris laid out the case against former President Donald Trump, arguing that he's a threat at home and abroad.
I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un who are rooting for Trump because, you know, they know he is easy to manipulate with flattery and favors.
The vice president hit on every top issue in this election: the economy, reproductive rights, and the conflict in Gaza.
President Biden and I are working to end this war such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom.
Harris's speech capped off a night that highlighted her professional and personal life, including a memorable moment when Harris's grandnieces, Amara and Leela, explained how to say their auntie's name correctly.
First you say comma like a comma in a sentence.
Then you say la like la 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 la.
Everybody over here say comma.
Everybody over here say la.
Together.
Harris has become the first black woman and first person of South Asian descent to accept a major party's presidential nomination. If she's elected in 74 days, she would be the first female U.S. president. Cammie?
Donald Trump will be campaigning in the West again today to focus on immigration. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more.
In the battleground border state of Arizona, former President Trump seized on a signature issue.
When we win this November, we will end the Kamala Harris border nightmare once and for all.
A CBS News poll shows 72% of registered voters say crossings will decrease if Trump wins, while only 21% say the same of Harris.
She will allow more than 100 million illegal aliens into our country. Our country will be overrun.
But what Trump leaves out is that illegal border crossing numbers are at their lowest point in almost 4 years, due in part to executive actions taken by President Biden in June.
Time on the roundup, 4 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Postal Service is looking at cutting back services in some areas of the country to save money. It hopes to save $3 billion a year. Its latest plan would adjust mail delivery times, especially in rural areas. The changes could begin next year. The Canadian government has ordered two major freight railroads to keep negotiating and get trains running again. They came to a halt after a lockout of thousands of engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. Billions of dollars of goods move between Canada and the U.S. by rail each month. Chris Mavridis reports.
Even though workers were only locked out for the day, getting back up and running could take until next week. Most controllers won't return to their stations until at least the weekend. That means most freight trains won't be ready to roll out until Monday, the earliest. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
Russian forces are moving into a vital town in the east of Ukraine as Ukrainian troops intensify their drone warfare. Nearly a dozen drones were shot down near Moscow yesterday alone. Correspondent Ian Lee is in Ukraine.
Somewhere near the border with Russia, a Ukrainian drone team gets to work. Private Igor pilots the drone, a combination of skill and luck.
If the target is static, it's pretty easy to hit. If it's a moving target, then it's much harder.
Their workhorse is a $400 drone that can haul 4 pounds of explosives up to 5 miles. On an average day, this squad carries out up to 5 search and destroy missions, targeting Russian armor, vehicles, and troops. Ian Lee, CBS News, near the Ukraine-Russia border.
There's new hope for those suffering from a familiar symptom of menopause. Dr. Celine Gounder is editor-at-large for public health at KFF.
The new menopause medication called elinzanetant appears to reduce the frequency and severity of hot flashes and also improves sleep disturbances related to menopause.
More than 75% of females experience hot flashes during menopause. In Las Vegas, the trial continues in the case of a former politician accused of killing a veteran investigative reporter. Robert Tellis is accused of killing Jeff Gehrman in 2022.
How in the world does your DNA get underneath Mr. Gehrman's fingernails?
I don't know, because I did not kill Mr. Gehrman.
Testimony also focused on a text from Tellis' wife at the time of the killing asking where he was. Prosecutors say the message was later deleted from the defendant's phone.
I'm Steve Kathan. Today is the last day to hear the World News Roundup on our New York City home, WCBS News Radio 880. This historic vital station is changing formats this weekend. Our thoughts go out to our friends and colleagues there who will be moving on. For listeners in New York, you can still hear our broadcast.
Playing CBS News Roundup from Amazon Music.
Just like that, wherever you get your podcasts, ask your smart speaker to play CBS News Roundup. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm sitting here with my son Nick and my grandson Jack. Jack, we know what you like, chicken fingers and curly fries. But Nick, what's your favorite thing at Toots?
Hot wings.
Well, that's coming from the Wing King.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations. Toots, good food and fun since 1985. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 64. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the lower 90s. Then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We're watching a traffic volume build right now coming through Hermitage into Donelson on 40 westbound. With all that traffic flow coming in from Wilson County, it's trying to load up with more volume just in the last few minutes. 24 westbound at 840 there in Murfreesboro. Rutherford County, you got all that traffic headed up towards the Antioch area. Radar earlier out there on I-40 in parts of Dixon County. Prince's Hot Chicken now offers DoorDash, Uber Eats delivery. Order online this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Tire World is excited to announce the annual At Cost Tire Sale. All passenger and light truck tire brands at cost at Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World doesn't put discount in their name. They put it in your pocket.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. It's Brian and John here with you this morning on a finally Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
All right. Welcome into a Friday morning. We're kind of running on
fumes.
A little extra adrenaline and fumes and whatnot. But had Siegel Shelbyville last night. Tonight coming up, it's the State Farm Prep Football contest between Riverdale and Smyrna from Smyrna High School. Looking forward to heading to Smyrna. They've revamped their press box. They've got their new field house open. And, John, if we get there early enough, maybe we can get a little quick tour around the new big field house out there at Smyrna.
You don't think we'll get there early enough with you?
Well, you never know. Tomorrow, the coaches show and Derek Mason show debuts on Monday. And a week from tomorrow is Middle Tennessee versus Tennessee Tech. So, got high school and MTSU sports starting.
Weather's not going to be bad either.
This weekend, looking nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Song of the day. We have been this week counting down the top drum songs of all time. This one is the biggest drum hit from Phil Collins. In the air tonight, Phil Collins, iconic drum beat in that one, so no doubt about it. Well, John a minute ago was talking about Chipper and how Chipper went a little rogue.
Yeah, he went a little rogue.
So, and I said, well, maybe it's his age, but he's only four, so.
Yeah.
It's not even middle age.
No.
You know? It's so.
Well, he's 28.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever. But little Skeeter, he was a little squeaky. Well, let's see. See a squeaky. You hear that little squeaky voice right there? Well, now little Skeeter is vicious.
Oh, my.
So I was working in my office and desk is in the bedroom, and so he was on the bed. I was working away the other day, and, you know, the other dogs were, I don't know where they were. He was in their sleep, and then all of a sudden he lets this out. I mean, it had been quiet in the house for 30 minutes, and then so it scared me to death.
You kind of jumped a little bit when he did it that time.
Yeah. But so.
Well, he's found his bark.
Yes.
But you said something else off air about how interesting he is because he's the only dog that you've ever had that plays with his toys.
I mean, every one of them. So, At first I tried. He's got. There's a little basket that says dog toys or something on it. You know, nice little cute thing. You put all the little toys in it. Well, if you put the toys away, which I do to let the Roomba go around or whatnot, as soon as I put him in there, he's trying to drag him right back out. So I have to put it out of the way so he can't get to it. But he drags every toy out, every single one. And he'll put some in his crate. And he'll stack them all in the same place. And
well, that's good. At least he doesn't scatter them all over the house.
Right. And then if I'm sitting in the chair watching television or whatnot, he always likes to stay at my feet. So he'll bring all of the toys over and put them at my feet.
Oh.
And he figured out with the chicken that if he shoved the chicken far enough under my chair, that it would make the sound when I was rocking in the chair.
Oh, that's a smart dog now.
Mm-hmm. So he shoved it up under there, and then he would pounce on it in between, so it would make the sound. He would pounce, so it was like, and I had to move it. It got on my nerves after a little bit. But
did you hide it?
No. When I took it out from under the chair and pushed it away, he found another toy.
Is he jumping pretty good now? Does he like to jump on the bed and stuff?
He's got little stairs to get on the bed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You tell me.
And he can't jump on the furniture yet, but he really wants to.
The Ladybug's got that down.
Yes.
Yeah. Ladybug can open up cans and things like that.
That's her solace. You know, when she's had enough of, you know, little brother, brat, she'll run and jump on the couch, and that's where Rosie stays. She has nothing to do with him.
But, she stays on the couch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Ladybug will jump up there when she's had enough of Skeeter, and then he'll... But he's like a kamikaze, though, because he'll be playing around, and Ladybug will walk by, and just all of a sudden, he'll just pounce on her. And then they start growling. He's a boy dog. I haven't had boys.
I don't think you need to blame that all on being a male dog.
Well, maybe. I think before they have their little surgery, they do feel their oats a little bit, right?
Well, they're wilder. When's that happening?
Probably another 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, he'll be calmer.
Yeah.
Eventually, he'll quit. Does he chew? Does he like to chew?
You know, he doesn't chew a lot. But he likes those. He plays with his toys, so I think if he didn't play with his toys, he would chew.
It's funny. I've had dogs that will chew, and you have to, like, they'd get the toilet paper out. I mean, they chew anything. Then Chipper never was much of a chewer either. I mean, he likes to attack the when I throw a toy out there, he likes to attack it.
But,
you know, or my hand, one of the two.
But now, Skeeter likes those little ropes. And he'll sit there and you know how the ropes are kind of frayed at the end and whatnot? He'll just meticulously pull at them. So he keeps himself busy with ropes and chewing on that kind of thing.
Until all of a sudden he just attacks someone.
Yeah. Okay. He'll just decide, I'm going to pounce on Ladybug. She gives it back to him pretty good. I've seen her get him down in a chokehold before. So WWE going on at the house.
Nothing like fun at the old Beard house.
Yep, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball games of note, the Yankees shut out the Guardians 6-0. Aaron Judge blasted his major leading 48th home run of the year. That was enough offense for Gerrit Cole, who tossed 6 shutout innings. He and 3 relievers combined on the 1-hit shutout. New York now a game and a half up on Baltimore for first in the AL East, while Cleveland's lead in the AL Central is down to 2 games on both Minnesota and Kansas City, who were both off on Thursday. Speaking of the Orioles, they were shut out by the Astros 6-0. Houston's Spencer Arrighetti, 6 shutout innings. He and 2 relievers combined on a 3-hit shutout. Houston now with a 5.5 game lead on idle Seattle for the top spot in the AL West. Mets over the Padres 8-3. New York, though, remains a game and a half back of Atlanta for the final wildcard spot in the National League because the Braves knocked off the NL East leading Phillies 3-2. NL Central leading Brewers were shut out by the Cardinals 3-0. In baseball news, the Seattle Mariners fired manager Scott Servais and replaced him with former Mariners catcher Dan Wilson.
Welcome to Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks, sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Another glorious Kentucky Derby is now in the books, but the action in this game is just getting out of the gates. Make plans now to attend the live racing meet at Kentucky Downs. Beginning August 29th and finishing September 11th, seven different dates will feature a plethora of stakes races and the highest per race purse payouts in the United States. For more info, visit themintgaming.com.
Danny Brewer here. Let's jump right out the gate on Saturday, August 24th. Let's head to Saratoga. Five Grade to Stakes races on the card. Race 10, the Grade 1 Ballerina. Eight females, three-year-olds and up, going seven furlongs on the dirt for $500,000. The number three, Vava, is our top pick for trainer Cherie DeVoe. Our price horse in this race is the number seven, a seed for trainer Chad Brown, ridden by Flavian Pratt. Race 11, the Grade 1 for Go Stakes. 8 miles, three and up, going seven furlongs on the dirt for $500,000. Let's take a swing in this one. The number four, Baby Yoda, for trainer Bill Mott. He won the True North, going 6.5 furlongs at Saratoga back on June 8th. We also like the number five, Run Classic. He might be at a price for trainer Jose D'Angelo. Race 12, the Grade 1, Alan Jerkins, three-year-old males, 7 furlongs on the dirt. A little Exacta here. The number five, Prince of Monaco, for trainer Bob Baffert. Also the number seven, Book'em Dano. He's won 3 of 4 in 2024. Race 13, the Grade 1, $1.25 million Traverse Stakes. 8 talented three-year-olds going a mile and a quarter on the dirt. The number one, Torpedo Anna, is our top pick. She is the best in the country, is what we said. She proves it here against the boys. The number seven, Door Knock, is also a nice horse. He's been a hard knocker. He won the Belmont and the Haskell this year. The number three, Unmatched Wisdom, is unbeaten in 3 career starts for trainer Chad Brown. We'll finish at Del Mar, Race 9, the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien Stakes, 7 furlongs on the dirt for older males. The number six, the Chosen Vron. He's a winning machine. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. Time for What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
A little different what we're watching today, although I do have a couple of tidbits. Murfreesboro native Benjamin Drake, who is 19 years old, was on American Ninja Warrior last week in Las Vegas, and he made it into the second round. And it's the second year in a row that he's made it to the Vegas finals. So he'll be again on television on Monday, the 26th at 7 o'clock on NBC. So congrats to Ben, and hope Ben does well in
moves
that.
Moves on, yep, to the next one.
Yep, yep. And I'm kind of midway through How I Met Your Mother. I didn't realize it was like 9 seasons.
It's a long, long run.
And 24 episodes per season.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of digging it. So earlier we were talking about, you know, the highest rated television shows. And so I kept digging in a little further look. If you take out Super Bowls, because Super Bowls, out of the top 20, 18 of the top 20 are all Super Bowls. So you have to kind of extrapolate that. You mentioned The Fugitive, The Judgment, Part 2. That was the 23rd highest rated broadcast of all time. Now.
Yeah. 1967, it was the biggest ever.
Mm-hmm. If you take out some of the Super Bowls, here are the top ones. MASH, Dallas, Whodunit, Roots, The Big Event, Gone with the Wind. That would have been in 76.
I think that's when they first started showing it on television.
Uh-huh. Seems to be. The Bob Hope Vietnam Christmas Show was number 14 on NBC. And again, I mentioned The Fugitive. Cheers, One for the Road, 27th most watched. The Ed Sullivan Show with the Beatles' first appearance with 43.5 million people in 1964 was the 29th biggest. So we can even break it down into decades. In the 50s, the Texaco Star Theater, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, I Love Lucy, the $64,000 question, I Love Lucy, and for the last 3 years of the 50s, Gunsmoke.
Hmm, okay.
And the first year, 60 to 61, was Gunsmoke, then Wagon Train, then the Beverly Hillbillies, and a three-year run from 64 to 67 for Bonanza, the Andy Griffith Show for a year, then Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In to wind out the 60s.
You know, it's funny about these kind of TV shows, because I've kind of done some research on them. They can be hot for 3 years, mm-hmm. and then either a character leaves or people get tired of it in the fourth and fifth season. I take The Rifleman. It was in the top 20 for the first 3 years. But Mark started getting older. Johnny Crawford got older.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of ended it. But the ratings were dropping because he was a teenager. And that father-son connection, you know, the stories got a little bit funnier. A lot of shows were canceled. Wild Wild West was canceled because of the violence on TV. They were...
Oh, I see.
CBS canceled it because of too much violence. So there's a lot of things. It's pretty good when a show can go the entire 8 or 9 years like that. Take Gunsmoke, for instance, and Bonanza. But when Hoss died in Bonanza, their ratings dropped.
Yeah.
You know, so it all factors in.
The top shows of the 70s, Marcus Welby, MD, for a year.
Yep.
All in the Family from 71 to 76 was the number one show.
Never was a big All in the Family guy, but yeah, it was big.
Happy Days for 76 and 77. Laverne and Shirley from 77 to 79. Then 60 Minutes, and 60 Minutes kind of reappears every now and then throughout this. From 80 to 82, it was Dallas, then 60 Minutes, then Dallas again, and in 84, Dynasty.
Hmm. There was a big rivalry between those two shows.
Yeah. Then in the mid-80s, you go to more comedy. And The Cosby Show from 1985 to 89 was all the rage.
It brought comedy on TV back, mm-hmm. that show.
It's followed by Roseanne to end 89-90. Cheers starts the 90s. A three-year run for 60 Minutes. Then Seinfeld, ER. And then by the time we get to 2000... we get the game shows, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And through the 2000s, Survivor, Friends, CSI from 02 to 05, then American Idol for the rest of the, until 2011. And then that's when you have NCIS begin to come into the picture, John. So that and Sunday Night Football has overtaken Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
in terms of the highest
ratings.
Surprising,
but it is. Yeah.
So I guess a little look at television through the decades. That is what we're watching.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Everywhere you go in this area, you see beautiful brick mailboxes from LaGreen's Masonry. Visit their website and see their variety. LaGreensMasonry.com, a family business you can trust. LaGreen's Masonry.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
My mom pays the base for the room, but then we pay a little bit more for laundry. There are a lot of different options. It's independent living, yet if she needs some assistance, it's there for her. And it's not all included where she may not need everything, which of course will bring the price up. You can add different things too when needed.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro. 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers this energy saving tip during the hot summer months. Nudge your thermostat up ideally between 76 and 78 degrees to reduce cooling cost. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We've made it to 7:30. We're moving right along here on a Friday morning, August the 23rd.
And happy birthday today to Louise Cooper, Teresa Lacey, Rob Lyons, Bonnie Jones, Kara Wiggins, and Patricia Hamilton. Tomorrow, Jonathan Elselton, B.J. Taylor, Bethany Thompson, Earl Pond, Neil James, Brian Craig, and Vicki Holder.
So those are the birthdays for today and tomorrow that we've gathered so far. We had those coming into the morning, so if you've called or text already, we've got those. If you haven't, this is your deadline. We've got to have some time to put those together in a half an hour. We're going to announce all the names and give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, so get on the horn with us if you would. Checking local news, traffic, and weather for you right now.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Wind southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 64. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the lower 90s. Then Saturday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 65. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 65.
Good morning. Trying to wrap up this accident. It had some injuries on 40 westbound right here at Donaldson Pike. It was just really slow here a few minutes ago as they try to move all the damaged vehicles. You got all that heavy traffic coming in from Hermitage arriving here into Donaldson on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike trying to clean up this mess. It's busy right now, but moving 65 southbound down past Trinity Lane. Heavy on 40 east coming in from Dixon County. Princess Hot Chicken has new items. Check them out this weekend. Order online. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Former Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director Mark Gwynn is dead. He died at his Nashville home of what appears to be natural causes. Gwynn, a graduate of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, began his career in law enforcement as a police officer in his hometown of McMinnville in 1985. 3 years later, he joined the TBI as a special agent in its criminal investigation division. 8 years later, he was promoted to the role of executive officer and later served as assistant director of the Forensic Services Division. In June of 2004, Governor Phil Bredesen appointed Gwynn to serve as TBI director, making him the first African-American to hold the post, a position he held until he retired in 2018. Mark Gwynn was 61. Rutherford County Chief Information Officer Cody York has been appointed to the State of Tennessee Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council. Governor Bill Lee signed the Tennessee Artificial Intelligence Advisory Council Act on May 21st, which created the AI Advisory Council. The council's mission is to provide a collaborative source of knowledge, expertise, and information sharing to advance the state of Tennessee's ethical and beneficial use of AI technologies for all Tennesseans. The council will recommend and support AI use and adoption policies and strategies. Archaeologist Anna Levi Chavez is the guest speaker at this coming Sunday's meeting of the Rutherford County Archaeological Society. There's no admission fee, and the session is at the event hall at Oakland's Mansion. Doors open at 1:30, but the talk is at 2. Chavez will focus on, quote, the history of heritage legislation, property rights, artifact collecting, and professional archaeology today. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adams Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Renewable natural gas is an incredible resource with the ability to power your home and lifestyle. At Middle Point, we've broken ground on a state-of-the-art facility that will capture natural gas on-site and repurpose it into sustainable pipeline-quality gas.
Once operational, this facility will produce enough energy to heat 40,000 homes per year. Learn more about this at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, as the Wake Up Crew continues, it's time for some trivia. Today, we are going to tackle 1960s music trivia, so play along if you like here this morning. First question, which band released the single Wild Thing? The Kinks, The Animals, The Beatles, or The Troggs?
The Troggs.
The Troggs is the correct answer.
There's no way you thought I knew that, did you?
I didn't think it was the Troggs, for sure. Which singer married Sharon Kristen Harmon in 1963? Elvis Presley, Ricky Nelson, Bobby Darin, or Paul McCartney?
What was the girl's name again?
Susan Kristen Harmon.
That would be Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson. Very good. On a roll. Which of these albums was not released in 1960? Nevermind, Pet Sounds, Abbey Road, and Revolver. Which was not released in 1960.
1960, not released in 1960. I didn't think it was released in 1960. Pet Sounds was okay. And what was the other one?
Nevermind and Revolver.
Whew, that's tough. They got me stumped. 1960?
Yes.
I don't know.
Was not released in 60, so maybe it is Abbey Road that wasn't released in 1960. I don't know.
But I didn't think Revolver was released in 1960 either. I don't know. I just have to give up.
Nevermind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somehow that question seems weird to me.
Which singer released the 1968 album Astral Weeks? A-S-T-R-A-L? 1968. Was it Van Morrison, Madonna, Bob Dylan, or Leonard Cohen?
It's not Madonna. What was the other one?
Van Morrison, Bob Dylan, or Leonard Cohen?
Can I phone a friend? Bob Dylan. That's not right.
Van Morrison.
Okay. That was my second guess. Doggone it.
Which group released the song Stop in the Name of Love in 65? The Rolling Stones, the Shirelles, the Supremes, or the Marvelettes?
The Supremes.
All right. Back on a roll here.
Diana Ross.
The 60s hit song Susanna was a hit for which artist? Aerosmith, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, or Simon and Garfunkel?
Suzanne.
If I said Susanna. S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
Who made that album?
Yes. The song. That's the song,
okay,
Suzanne.
Okay, say the names again.
Aerosmith, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay, 1968.
The 60s hit. It doesn't say which year.
Leonard Cohen, I don't think so. Simon and Garfunkel were in the 60s. Aerosmith wasn't in the 60s, and the other one was...
Bob Dylan.
I'll try Bob Dylan again.
Well, that is not right. Leonard Cohen.
So I don't even know Leonard Cohen other than Hallelujah.
Which of these songwriters was a member of the Velvet Underground? John Cale, Lou Reed, George Michael, David Bowie?
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed, yes. Back on track. Who conversationally went electric at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival? Was it Elvis Presley, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, or Joan Baez? Electric is kind of in quotes.
Say the names again.
Elvis, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is correct.
Yeah, I knew if I said his name enough, I'd get one of them.
What was the name of the infamous drummer of The Who? Keith Moon, Mickey Mouse, John Boehm,
or Charlie Watts?
Keith Moon.
Keith Moon? Correct. Which band released the song Groovin' in 1967? The Young Rascals, the Beatles, the Turtles, or the Rascals? You've got the Young Rascals or the Rascals? The Beatles or the Turtles?
That's kind of a trick question. I think by the time Groovin' was made, it's to be the Rascals. But
That is correct.
Okay, all right. But they were the same group.
They were originally the Young Rascals.
Yeah. Trick question.
Yeah. And that's 60s music trivia.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale, simple instructions. First, get on the Tire World website. Next, shop and purchase your tires online or in the store. Now, schedule a time within the next 30 days to have your tires installed. This sale is literally that simple. It is easy, convenient, and saves you lots of money. That's because at Tire World, we don't put discount in our name. We put the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew at 7:42. That's our time here on this Friday morning, getting ready for the weekend. It's been a very busy end of the week and still going to remain busy for us. We had high school football last night, tonight, and then tomorrow morning, the coaches show. MTSU starts up next week, so really getting into all of our local sports coverage here. On this Friday, we say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day. That's Evan Curtis. Evan is the good neighbor for working hard to find homes for adoptable pets here in our community. So, Evan, thank you for what you do. And you receive flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Today's good neighbor, Evan Curtis. We've made it really as simple as possible, I think, to get in a good neighbor to us. If you save our number in your contacts, 615-893-1450, you send a text to us and text the word neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply and it'll get you right to that web link to fill out name, address, phone number, sentence, why you want to nominate that person, all of the information that we need. An easy way to do that. Also, if you remember WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, that will get you to it as well. The Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has their annual meeting tomorrow at 2:00 tomorrow with a live stream. So you'll want to register today. You can go in person to the MTE office on New Salem or just call. And the reason you need to register, your name's entered into a drawing for various giveaways if you do so. More online at mte.com/annual meeting.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What was the convicted murderer's last request before he got the electric chair?
I don't know what.
Here, hold my hand.
Replay.
I know you're looking for a better score, but I just can't, man.
Just kind of poo-pooed all over that
two.
One. My goodness. I mean, convicted murderer, get it?
I got it. Okay. Yeah.
I just didn't find that funny, I guess.
I didn't really.
Okay. Well, other than John doesn't have a funny bone, what else have we learned today?
Oh, me. See, the criticism you get, it's hard to be a judge. Just can't win with you. Like 5-1 day, and that short-lived, and you go right to 2, and then you have to hear about it. Okay. We talked about a truck full of raisins that had a wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Middle of the interstate, delayed traffic.
Forgot about
that. The California raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about Chipper, and you talked about Skeeter today. Both of them, some issues, you know, that we're dealing with.
Well, Skeeter's just got his puppy going on.
Okay, so what's my excuse for my dog? Nothing.
I don't know. That's
I think he got scared. I think because I started to really get yelling at him.
Oh.
So I think he got scared.
Scared the poor little fella.
Look at my hand.
Well, you shouldn't have scared him.
We did, what are we watching? You went off and named off a lot of the top shows for the year, you know, the decades and that kind of thing.
50s through the today, yeah.
And in trivia, I really did pretty doggone good with the 60s music trivia.
Not bad. Pretty good stuff.
Better than a 2.
I don't know that I would go that far.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was about 80%.
Well, we'll try you again next week.
Okay, there's more?
On 60s movie trivia. I've got 13 more. See if we can get through it next week. That's what we've learned on the show today. If you missed any part of it, check out the podcast. It'll be up shortly.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Speaking of dogs, they put their paw on you when you pet them to show affection and to pet you back.
Aw.
So when you're petting them and they put their paw on you, they're petting you back. Isn't that sweet?
That's what Chipper does.
Or he just violently rips your fingernails.
One of the two.
Yeah. All right. Song of the day, the biggest drum.